Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. One of the things that we see as we picture this Samaritan taking care of this man, we're told he took pity on him. And as we see him pouring oil and wine into the wounds, putting the man on his own beast to walk him to the inn as the man himself walked, paying the innkeeper for the continued care of the man who had been beaten and left for dead, left half dead. You can't help but get the impression that this Samaritan genuinely cared about this stranger whom he was taking care of and for whose care he was paying, this stranger. Man he had never met, but he saw that this man was in need. He took pity on him, the scripture says. The expert in the law said he had mercy on him. Jesus asked the question, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert replied, the one who had mercy on him. Remember Matthew 5 and 7, to the merciful. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. The greatest mercy we can be shown is forgiveness of our sins and acceptance into the presence of God, so that we will not be eternally condemned, but rather will receive eternal life. That is the greatest mercy we could ever be shown. That while we were yet sinners and enemies of God, he sent his son, Christ Jesus, for us, so that we would not have to spend eternity being damned day after day after day after day. Do you suppose God has truly received into his presence? Do you suppose God will receive into his heaven people who make it a point to not only refuse to show pity and mercy towards others and help them in whatever ways we can, but instead make it their business to make life as miserable for those people as possible? It doesn't matter whether you claim to be a follower of Christ and whether you say you love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. God knows for a fact that if you don't truly love your neighbor the same way that you love yourself, he knows you don't love him either. It doesn't matter how much you say you do. It doesn't matter how emphatic you are when you say it. God knows those who are his. Do you think that it's in anyone's best interest to go about the business of making sure that we seek out the political candidates who will push policies that hurt other people? See, not all of us are like these robbers who grabbed this man as he was on his way from Jerusalem to Jericho, grabbed him with their physical hands, stripped him of his clothes with their physical hands, and used their bodies to beat him and leave him half dead. There are a lot of people who may never do it that way, may never bring harm to someone that way, but they will make sure that election after election after election, they seek out only the candidates, the political candidates, who will push the policies that they know are designed to take food off of the other people's tables and take money out of their checkbooks, making it harder and harder for them to make a living. They seek out the candidates who they know will push for policies that will make it harder and harder for those who need help the most to have the most difficult time getting a good quality education. They will make sure that they seek out the candidates who will make it hard for certain families, families from certain sectors of society, to keep clothes on the bodies of the families, to keep a roof over the head, to keep food on the table, to be able to pay for necessary medications. They'll look for the candidates. They'll seek out the candidates whom they know will push policies that are designed to cause people to die a slow death. And many of them call themselves followers of Christ. The good news is the Lord knows those who are his, which means he also knows those who are not his. The expert in the law was not a follower of Christ. He was not a follower of God, but he knew what God required in order for anyone to inherit eternal life. He knew that God required that we love the Lord our God with all that we are and that we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Jesus confirmed that this, loving God and loving neighbor, is what's required in order to inherit eternal life. How many of you are deceiving yourselves and others into thinking that you will get into God's heaven, that you have inherited eternal life on your own terms? It doesn't work that way. Stop deceiving yourself. Receive God's word as law, since that's what it is, and love God with all that you are. Ask him to help you. Let's all ask God to help us love him with all that we are and love our neighbor as ourselves, so that we live the way God requires and receive eternal life. Eternal life, which brings with it eternal joy and eternal peace. Till next time.